there, After Buzzers. Welcome to Anime After Show. We're talking about Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood Part 4, Episodes 1 through 4. We finally get to see what Envy really looks like. So many other reveals, and Hohenheim Part 1, Part 2? Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So welcome to AfterBuzz Anime Reviews, talking Full Metal Alchemist, Part 4. Again, if you watch on Netflix, I break it down 1 through 4, so, through 5, sorry. And we're talking about 1 through 4! Oh my goodness! My name is Carrie Lane, I'm joined by my awesome co-host.
What's up? I'm Jamie Gray.
Hey guys, I'm Oliver Jenin.
And Ollie, since you weren't here the last couple weeks, what did you think of these
welcome back?
I feel like the show is like so different now. Or am I crazy? Like I feel
it has a shift.
It's still amazing, but it's a lot less humorous. I think it's a lot more serious.
Yeah.
Like there's still some comic relief, you know, as all anime has, but like it's dark.
Yeah, there's some moments where it's like
it's really getting down to the wire.
Yeah.
But there's some characters that I'm loving. There's some reveals.
Yes.
Oh my god, Pride! Like
we'll get into it.
Did you see that coming?
No, not at all. When Alexis said we've met Pride before, I was like,
whenever my
what?
Yeah, I had no clue.
And me too. I was like,
he's the pride of my life.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie, what do you think of these first four?
Okay, so I did kind of watch ahead.
Oh yeah,
because I watched it like 3 times.
Yeah,
so that's how much I loved it, especially this first episode. So
yeah.
I loved it.
Let's dive into episode 1. We got the dwarf in the flask, Homunculus. So we get Armstrong is being at Central and runs into Mustang, and they kind of have their little code talk. Yeah, the flowers and stuff, which is kind of cute and funny. And then when she meets with the Fuhrer, I was like,
she's a
but she can hold her own.
She can take him.
Yes.
She didn't break a sweat. So it's like, I didn't feel any type of way. Like, okay, she's I'm nervous for her. Like, I was like, she might actually hurt Fuhrer. Like,
I want her to.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sick of him.
Well, he does the Raven questioning, but she spins it so good
because
she's like, yeah, Raven was talking too much. He said all these things. And, I want to replace him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, what a great way to be like,
yeah,
I didn't kill him, to be like, your dude sucked.
Because he was really angry. Fear. I was like, whoa, like, he could kill her right now.
Yeah.
Like, and she still doesn't really, I feel like she still doesn't really understand what a homunculus is and what they could do. But she's a boss, so it's cool.
It was a very smart, long game play.
Yeah.
Which I was like, yes.
Good play on words for her.
And she kind of comments about Briggs, I don't really worry about her men because they are loyal to her and each other. So,
yeah.
Not worried about that, but he says, like, well, fine, you can be my second in command there, but you give me Briggs.
Right.
And she's like, okay, that's fine.
I had a question, though.
Yeah.
So the scene where Fuhrer and Armstrong are together, so I'm thinking it was his ultimate eye, but did you guys get creeped out when
red.
That?
Yeah,
it got red. So I was like, what's going on here? Can she see this?
I just think it's overdramatic.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, just like when anime does, stars for the
But it was just
eyes,
for so long. I'm like,
I'm wondering if he's just playing, if he, sees through her words. Like, I don't know if he, completely believes her.
I think he's amused by it, so he will entertain.
I never know.
Goes.
I feel
she
like
could be a good asset to him, regardless.
Yeah, in the past, keep your enemies close.
Yes.
But, I feel like in the past, he's always kind of, did that. He did similar things with Alan Ed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like, oh, God. I never know what to think about him.
Yeah.
He's unpredictable, that's for sure.
Unpredictable.
And then speaking of code talk, Mustang and Hawkeye get their cute little click, click.
So I would have had a slow moment because I'd have been like, what are you banging on the table for? Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was so clever how she was able to do that, you know?
And the first one of every sentence, it's the names, it's the Salim reveal. Ooh, I got goosebumps when the music came on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, it's that melody we know. And he's like, ooh.
Even though he's in a bathroom.
Yes. He was so
Yeah. But it reminded me of myself. Like, for all you people that have work and 9-to-5s and you take those 20-minute bathroom breaks, that's me. Because I was like, he's just sitting in a bathroom like, okay. Like, I'm like, how long did it take him to figure this out? But that's me. I take a 30-minute bathroom break and I'm like, that's not my lunch break. I still have an hour.
You have to take the bathroom break on the clock.
Yes, exactly.
And then we get the awesome flashback we all didn't know we wanted but needed of Hohenheim is number 23.
Ooh.
He was a slave. Because it's one of those, we were curious about him, but it's like, oh.
Yeah.
context.
Yes.
Yes.
Looks just like.
It was a great backstory.
He looks just like Ed. And behaves just like him, too.
Yes.
Don't call me stupid.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'm really happy we got to see, like, this flashback, because it makes me have so much more respect for Hohenheim.
I
feel like I could trust him now.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I was like, he's
evil.
It was hard to know
what to think, because he's always, like, calm and collective, but, like, too calm. Yes. So I'm like, what are you about, dude?
Yep. The weird blob thing in the flask.
Yes.
And he gives him the name Van Hohenheim because he's like, you can't have that
name.
He's
like, you slow.
And you can't call you Van. You can't even pronounce it all the way. Actually, you know what's funny is if you watch it in English, he does say Van Hohenheim. In subbed, he says Van Hohen. He doesn't even finish the whole
really?
Name. Yeah. If you just watch it with the subs in Japanese, he just says, like, Van Hohen.
I wonder why that is, you think.
Well, because he's not showing he's not as intelligent or, you know, just not as quick.
Yeah, he's like, you're not that smart.
But it's kind of funny.
Yeah. I kind of just prefer to call him Van now because Hohenheim is just, like, Van. Too many syllables.
Yes.
You know? Hohenheim.
Yes. So he kind of bonds with it. Like, they're hanging out. He's learning, but it's kind of weird. They go before the king of Xerxes. How was that reveal? We're like,
I felt bad. Okay, so because like you already kind of know what's gonna happen, yes. But when the citizens were like, "Oh, he's such a kind king. He cares about his citizens." Uh-huh. I'm like, you think? Like it just it kind of broke my heart, and the fact that they like literally wiped them out.
Oh yeah. That's my next note. Oh, because he's trying to get immortality. So yeah. They're like, yeah, we're building these canals. Because he looks out for us commoners. I was all, ha! He's like, I'm sorry, kids. You don't even know. And we learn that they're getting killed because it's the crest of blood.
Right.
How cool was that visual, though, that they have the map and each little blood thing starts getting on fire?
Mm-hmm. That was
but
dope.
Then you're like, that's a whole village wiped out.
Yeah.
I'm just used to lots of death in this anime now.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta have a strong heart. Yeah. It's not for the faint of heart.
But it's not as quick as he wants because he's like deathbed dying and Hohenheim's like a man now. He's not a teenager
anymore. Yeah, I noticed
anymore.
That. Yeah.
It's like, oh, this took a little
got the facial hair going.
Yes. They do the transmutation, but psych! You're not at the center.
I was shocked.
Not surprised.
Like, choking,
though.
Spitting up. Yeah. So how exactly would you say that they died? Like, were they choked
suffocated?
To death? Like suffocated? I was like, what's going on? Like the spit, and then he was like, we're at the center. You're not. Sorry. Poor Hohenheim, though. Like,
but it's his brother by blood, essentially.
Yes.
So he's like, yeah,
that
I feel
sucks.
For you. You gave me life.
Yeah,
sort of. Ugh.
That sucks.
We do have a live chat going on, by the way. If you're watching this live, thank you so much for joining us. Please comment down below your thoughts on the episode. If you're watching it later, no spoilers because we're only going down this break by break. Also, we do have an iTunes podcast of this. If you're not going to watch it on YouTube or if you know people who like podcasts, go rate, leave a comment, let us know your thoughts on this awesome show because it's so good. Loveful. It just keeps getting better. Like you're saying, Ollie, it's like it just keeps ramping up.
Yeah.
So, but they go outside and everyone is dead because they've had their souls taken from them. Whoops.
I wouldn't know what I would do like in that situation. Even when I'm in my room alone, like sometimes I'm like, who is here? Where is the world? But I would have felt so guilty because in a sense he had something to do with it. Part of it was him.
Yep.
But my thing is like when is he Pride at this point or is he still Dwarf in the Flask or should we just call him Pride?
He's not Pride.
Not yet.
Pride's a separate entity.
Separate. Okay, that was another question. I had.
Who is a copy of him? And he's like, he is Pride. And
gotcha.
His own image. I'm like, well, this explains why we have two Hohenheims.
It's
essentially a copy.
And then what about Father?
Like that's him.
That's him? Okay,
yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Which
thank you.
Which kind of explains why he's so slow later.
Yeah.
He's been around a long time.
That
and
makes
probably
sense.
Probably not used being in a body.
He's like the Elric brothers, like from part three.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh?
He's like,
huh?
Who are you kids?
Yeah, yeah.
So that one of those, like, oh, aha.
Mm-hmm.
I know if Alexis was here,
moment.
She'd be like, yeah,
she
did
her
for
hair
it.
Thing.
Yeah, because that was one that's like, oh, that totally makes sense. Why there's like two of them? Because there is the original Hohenheim. This is why he's immortal, and this is why the other one looks just like him.
Yeah.
Which he gets. So they kind of explain too at the very end of this episode that he is a Philosopher's Stone.
Yes.
And essentially, which Ed is telling Miles, how big the stone is relative to how many people die.
That
which
ooh.
Is like,
I would throw up just hearing that because he could hear him. I'm like, that's like me hearing people inside my head.
Yeah. Also, he bumps into Azumi, which was so cool, and essentially helps her. Doesn't cure her, but helps her.
Yeah.
Which was nice, because he's like, you can't really die yet.
Yeah.
So that's so she doesn't, like, throw up anymore?
Yeah, he said, he's like, well, I can't replace your organs, but I helped the flow such that...
They showed that in part three, though, right? Didn't they show that same... Because I remember he had done that before. I swear.
Unless that was kind of like another flashback.
Like a foreshadowing type thing.
Ooh, maybe.
Tell us in the chat, because I'm pretty sure, like, didn't he already do that in part three?
Well, because when they met up with each other, they were confused and surprised of their relationship in terms of, like... you're Ed and Al's father. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're their teacher. So I don't feel they've interacted before. Okay. If they have, please leave comments down below. Join us in the live chat. Has Azumi and Hohenheim met in this more recent future? Not in the past.
I swear I saw that
I feel
that
in the
scene.
Past they've no...
Well, unless this scene explained past.
Yeah,
past
I feel like scene. I saw that scene
well,
before. I could...
He has that vision and sees her when he's at the fireside, that bonfire. If it happens
I remember
then,
the bonfire.
But she wasn't really there. She was his conscience.
I don't know. Help me out, guys. I'm having a slow moment.
No.
Call me Hohenheim number two.
There's so many things. All right, so that wraps up episode one. And then we get into The Abyss, episode two. Mm-hmm. Scar and the gang, they're going through the tunnel. Kind of a funny joke, but they're like, yeah, we found dynamite. But don't worry, it's all a dud. Which essentially, I think, kind of leads into the dynamite joke that comes later with Ed. Mm-hmm. Very funny. We'll get to that.
Little foreshadowing.
Yes,
you know.
A little bit. The storm's over, Miles and the Elric brothers. Okay, so this is where it kind of gets a little intense and darker, because Miles is like, all right, there's a secret mission. We're going to kill Kimblee and his men. We're not really going to tell anybody else it breaks. And Ed's like, no, I'm not going to kill people.
Weakling.
Little bit. What do you think, guys? Is Ed being too soft? Because we do see this problem later.
Grow up, Ed.
If you don't kill the bad guy, they still come back. And Miles says the line, your sense of mercy could cost you... Or your friends, their lives.
Right.
Which is very true. And essentially later, when he doesn't kill Kimblee, it
backfires.
Yeah. It's like, Batman, just kill the bad guys now.
Right.
So they don't come back later and kill more people. But what do you guys think? Is Ed being too soft?
He's way too soft. Like, and I like how I forget.
He's too just.
Yeah. Like, and yeah, he's got to man up. You know, that's why they call him. Teeny, tiny. What do they call him? Puny?
Pipsqueak.
Pipsqueak. There we go. Some sort of P word. I know they said, like, the first law of Briggs was, if you're careless, you're the first to die.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to die because he's the Full Metal Alchemist, but still. He's got to
Miles and the other soldier, which I didn't quite catch his name because I don't think he really gets a name.
no name.
They're walking down the hallway and they're like, well, that's how we used to be. And then we essentially grew up.
Yeah.
Real quick, in the chat, FlyFlip87 said it was mentioned in episode 12 that Azumi met him, but this is the first time we see them together.
Thank you so much.
But I think it's really hard going back to Ed and him not killing anyone. It's commendable, but at the same, because it's like, teaching our kids not to kill.
Right.
But it's also like, in war, dire situations, you kind of have to, you have to really, if you want to save people, you have to... Go that extra mile, absolutely.
Yeah. Or there are certain, like, big bads. It's like, there should be no question that this person, if we know they're a multi-million murderer, multi-million murderer. Kimblee especially. We know he kills, like,
for fun.
All ish villains.
There's so many bad, evil people. Kill one, maybe two, save a thousand, you know?
Yeah,
it's like that
exactly.
old, it's yeah. the old thing.
Marco's going over the notebook, and May points out that the brother was influenced by alchemy, and they talk about gold, and that they say the person who brought alchemy to Xing was an immortal man with golden hair and golden eyes. Who does that sound like, and who does it immediately cut to? Hohenheim, oh my goodness. But it's so funny, I love when Winry's like, that sounds a lot like Ed.
Right, like when you're girl.
Yeah. Just,
but she's thinking about, he's on her mind.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
That's her boo.
They make it through the mountain just fine, which is great. Kind of comedic and sweet. We're getting the Chimera. They're like, we'll lead so we can clear the path for you guys. I was like, all right, they're turning around. I like that the Chimera are a little more multi-dimensional, like quote-unquote villains. It's like once they get betrayed, they go, ooh. We went the wrong direction.
Exactly,
in this
like
life.
F it.
And then we see Al stuck in the snow. How funny was
that?
That
was cute. But I was like, wait, what? Like, what? I didn't, because first of all, I almost forgotten that he was like in the whole snow scene, and I was like, what is his foot doing here? So I'm glad he's all right. But yeah, it was funny.
And all of you like our strong ladies. How do you like May and Winry rushing to his rescue to dig him out.
Oh my gosh, well, I'm so excited to see Winry back. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I missed you so much. But yeah, and just seeing them kind of like, it's funny how like May is totally into Al, and then of course we have Winry totally into Ed. So it's just funny seeing them like, I'm like, probably like sisters-in-law. And
yeah. Yeah. Like a little sister sort of. Yeah.
The emergency message, don't go to Briggs because Central Forces are there, and they're like, so what do we do now?
Yeah.
Well, Scar's like, well, I know a plan. Let's go to Azbek Village. And I was like, wait, are they going to go to Draconia, the other land, Drachma? And I'm like, no, they don't. But they come in. They do come back. That does happen. Miles and Kimberly is a fun little standoff bit. How much do we like them, like, butting heads and trying to outsmart each other?
I like it, you know, but you know what? I don't even know if I'm, like, the biggest fan of Kimberly. What do you guys... I don't know.
Yeah, because didn't just, Alexa say that she loves him?
I can't.
I don't love him yet.
Yeah,
I don't,
me
if
either.
He's going to do something to redeem himself, I just, I can't get
he's
behind
a, is it the suit? You don't like the suit? I don't
know. It's the suit.
The suit and the hair. I'm like, it's the get up, you know?
He's a good sneaky bad guy. He's not an outright bad guy. He's more on the sneaky end of things. But he's interesting.
Because I love a good villain, you know? I guess you could say he's a villain.
Unless he becomes kind of like that more anti-hero.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll see. Mm-hmm. He could be. I could see that happening.
Yeah. I would like that to happen. Maybe then I would like him. But
We'll see.
We'll see.
But
no
for
spoilers.
Now.
Ed interferes though, but that's when Kimberly does the snow escape and Ed fights the other chimeras. We get kind of more the ape and the tiger, not tiger, lion, which was super cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
And this is where we get the dynamite. What is dynamite made of? That was a funny comedic moment. They're
it was so unexpected, as all the comic relief in this anime.
Yeah, that stink bomb was hilarious.
Oh, they're like, it's ammonia. And they point out, oh, there's two stones. Kimberly's like, yeah, you got rid of one. Guess what? I got another one.
Of course, there's another one.
Oh. Yeah.
Which also, okay, so since he has, like, the those philosopher stones, how do we know that they work?
Right? When he does stuff, it's, like, superpowered. But he hasn't in a while.
Right.
But he did do the cave-in.
Okay.
But that didn't look as red. So I don't know if he has it in his body, if he... the, like, mechanics of how to activate it.
Right.
Like, does he think? But I think so, because there's later the bit where Ed is healing himself and he thinks of certain things. So I wonder if Kimberly, if the stones inside of him goes, all right, channel the stone energy to power stuff.
Don't Maybe. Know. Let us know.
Leave comments down below on the more physics mechanics of how this all works. Ed showed the mercy but cut the hand, which I thought was cool and smart, and he moved so fast. I thought he was okay. How shocked were you when you're like, no, he's not okay?
Oh,
impaled.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I felt so bad for him.
Yeah. When he gets stabbed on, like, the left side.
Yeah.
Which I was reading on that, which I don't know, like, how
where
it really coincides. Well, okay, they were saying, like, on Wikia, and I'm sure you guys can tell me, like, in the chat below, but they were saying, like, Mustang, when he was fighting Lust, he got hit in the same spot. I was like, what does that have to do with anything? Maybe, like, foreshadowing for something? I don't know. Mm. But it was, like, the same side, so... I don't know. I was like, okay, I'll take it.
Don't remember my bio lessons. I'm like, which organs where? That
I
like, can
sucked
we get
at biology,
it?
So I think I passed with like a C. Minus.
But but the other part that was so sad and creepy is Al started being affected by Ed being hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh crap.
Al's making me sad. Yeah. He's depressing me. It's just so much stuff going on with him, and I'm like, I want you to be okay. Like, you know, I feel bad for him.
He said his soul is being pulled over. Yeah. It's like, da da da. But then we get Ed being all strong, like, I'm not going to make Winry cry. He helps a chimera, which is great because then they're like, all right, we should help him too. At least they have a sense of loyalty.
I like that they're, like, switching things around a bit.
Yeah, because the chimeras were, they were betrayed, essentially.
Yeah.
Grimly. Is it Grimly or Kimberly?
Kimberly. I called him Kimble one episode.
Oh,
I was like, sorry.
I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But yeah, so it was cool to see them kind of have a change of heart and help him out.
Yeah.
He does the human alchemy and uses, like, I'm going to use my own life force. Maybe I'll shave off a couple years. But if you live now, it's kind of worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you live to 80 and stay 85, I don't know. We'll see what
do what
the
you
difference
do.
Is. I thought that scene was super intense, and I loved it. And they carry him out, which
was
kind of cute.
I like how they ended that off, too, like that. That was cool.
Then we get, that's the end of episode 2. Episode 3, Signs of a Counter-Offensive. Mm-hmm. We get Winry with the broken down owl, we had to break you down because you were too heavy to carry. Which was kind of comedic.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's easier though. It helps.
Yes. Yeah. I was just like, dang, like, this is literally my life. Like, I'm here, there, everywhere.
So how cool was that when they getting the notebook and May's like, oh, take it apart and put it back together. Yeah.
She was smart. How they did she that with the transition between like Al representing that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or then he's like, wait, why don't you flip it upside down? Oh, I was like, great idea. Because they're like, oh, well, it's just a countrywide transmutation, but it's Alka Street incorporated on the other side. So I wonder how that's going to help save it, counter it, affect it.
I have no clue, honestly. Mm-hmm. Even when May was talking, I was like, what is exactly she saying? I had to, like, rewind it. I was like, all right, yeah, I feel like I'm in a science lesson right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm over it.
Well, later, too, when they had the moment when she's talking with Marco of, like, the gold and the human.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we call it this. And then Winry and the two Chimeras are like,
I was like, Winry is me, because I was like, girl, what? Okay.
Yeah. Kimberly is still in pursuit, and Kimberly meets Pride.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, that was fun.
I was surprised he wasn't scared. Like, just the way Pride looks, just with all the eyes, and you can, like, I like how you can see when he's frowning, when he's smiling, when he looks, like, sinister, you know, but...
Oh, Kimberly don't
care. He doesn't play.
So, is Pride... What's Pride's true form? Was it, is it the... Just multiple, like, tentacles? It's not Salim? Like, what's Pride's...
No, I want to say it's... From just, what I've seen so far, I'd go with it's the shadow.
And the shadows?
It's similar form... To that first homunculi.
Okay.
So technically, that other thing is the first.
Because he wanted to always leave the flask, so maybe that's what it is. And he's like,
but I don't think that flask thing, that the thing in the flask, is the father.
Father. Okay.
And
okay.
then Pride is made in his original image,
right?
Because he's so prideful.
Yeah.
And does that
apple of my eye?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I like that. It's totally not. Did not see that coming.
Oh, that was a fun switch.
Oh, Derek Hogan in the chat says you guys forgot to mention that one of the Chimeras have Kimberly's other Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, and so is that why Ed was able to heal himself? Because he was like holding him,
they're just holding it. Good point. The other one picks it up.
Okay.
And then they're walking away with him.
Okay.
They
Thanks,
might
Derek.
Give it to him.
Yeah.
Which I think if, like, when Ed wakes up, he'll be like, and they'll be like, we found this.
Right.
So we thank can you use for this. Noticing. Yes.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Pride says, well, forget Scar for now, and I want you to carve a crest of blood at Briggs. Kimberly's like,
crest of blood.
I guess so. He's like, I wanted to get rid of Scar, but sure. We get the sad but interesting, like, update on the west and the south of there's fighting going on, and our main crew of other soldiers are, like, barely trying to survive with that phone call, but it was like, all right. And Sloth has finished his circle.
Yes.
But doesn't get an answer from Pride. He's like, so Pride, am I done?
I don't think I'll ever know.
Yeah.
I got it something from the chat, though.
Yes.
Hail Crimson King says, the shadows themselves are the real body, and Salim is like the container. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Well, that makes me that feel makes better. Sense.
I want to say it's just the shadows.
Yeah.
With the eyeballs and hands.
And I'm sure we'll find out, like, how Salim, you know, incorporates into how they found Salim's body, so
we shall see. We'll probably get that later.
Yeah.
How were you guys excited to see that Rose was back?
That, I always liked Rose.
It's been a while. She was in part one, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her for a long time. Now, there's another episode in the regular Full Metal that is still in the back of my head that I'm like, are we going to get this again?
Which
Do you know
one?
The one I'm talking about? It's a thing where it involves human transmutation. Don't spoil it if you know what I'm talking about, but I could have sworn there's an episode with Rose and weird transmutation with human beings.
Yeah.
It's weird and it's freaky, but I'm like, are we getting that? Because that might just be in the other one and not in this. Because since she's come back, I'm like,
well, considering how darker the series is going,
it
maybe
might be.
So.
Maybe because it's also she's kind of random. I'm like, Rose.
It was
okay.
Weird
I wasn't expecting
back.
That.
Yeah. She's feeding the workers that are rebuilding. Hohenheim kind of shows up. He wants to go find the Leto Wisdom Church, which is like. Okay.
I was confused just by, like, even when he was on the ground begging, like, we're so used to seeing him calm and collected, so I was like, is that tired?
He was hungry, girl.
So
he was, that, like, beef stew, whatever she was serving,
right.
It looked good.
Yeah.
I love it when
anime food always
anime
looks so
food,
good.
Man.
Always.
Especially, there's so many ones I could just eat, like, Spirited Away, that first scene. I could eat that every night. But yeah, I was so confused, like,
I think he's just weak.
Yeah, okay, because I was like, who is this guy?
They find that they show him the underground passage. How convenient. There's toxic water, so don't go in there. There's like a dead rat when he exits. But he's like, no problem. It makes a bridge. and just like walks on it and doesn't need to do anything, which that kind of reinforces so in this scene that he doesn't need to whatever. When he runs into Pride and runs away, but oh my gosh, that hole that he falls into was so cool because he's like, oh, well, you are stuck at the heart of Central and you can't leave. And there's a line.
That. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He can't leave Central. Yeah. So it makes sense, though, now.
He's saying how Pride, oh, are you angry now? And Pride was like, I have no anger in me. I am Pride. Like,
it's like,
but you could just kind of see that Pride was just kind of like, didn't know what to do.
Really? Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's also when he breaks down the sins and totally disses Pride. And he's like, yeah, you're just like the father. Oh, that was, it was so good. Mm-hmm. I think Pride was angry, even though he doesn't know what that is
exactly. Seeing all the glimpses of all the sins, I was like, damn, I miss lust.
Yeah,
right?
I miss lust so much.
I guess I missed our little bit.
I'm a lust stan. I can't
help
it.
We know.
Sure. Briggs, we go back to Briggs, and Drachma has become involved now.
Yes.
I've been calling it for a while. I'm like, we're going to see more with these people. Yep. Which, if this is it, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have a war. And Kimblee's is with them. But then that kind of goes to shit. So,
goes south.
What?
Real quick.
And that guy's like, Kimblee? Like, dude, you should have known. I'm sorry. But not really.
Yeah.
Who thought Zampano was actually betraying them when he revealed Marco's location and Envy picked up the phone and Wrath was listening? I was like, oh, come on. It was the Chimera who had the glasses.
Yeah.
And he calls. I thought he was giving away our man, but it turns out it was a trap.
Yeah.
But did you guys think he was like for reals or if he was
actually
laying
the trap? I didn't think much of it, to be honest.
You're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of agree with you because I just feel like I don't trust a whole lot of characters in this, especially as it getting down to the wire. I'm just kind of like, I don't really trust a whole lot of these characters. Like, they're all like working together, but they're not.
Yeah.
So I could totally see him, but luckily that wasn't the case.
Oh, that was
it's hard
so
to know what to think sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely, because it keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, which I like, you know.
All right, episode 4, Bite of the Ant, which is so funny now that we know Envy's side.
Oh, my God.
So, Drachma, they do. Kimblee, they are the Crest of Blood, which is kind of good because then Briggs didn't necessarily have to be destroyed. They just killed this other group, but that still sucks.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just them.
Scar is with the village, and I was like, I actually wrote tisk tisk of like, oh, Zampano, like, you traitor, but then doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The Fuhrer and Hawkeye scene. When he's like, gosh. So you know Salim and I are homunculi. How do you feel about that? It's like, oh, but what is that all about when he's kind of essentially opening it up? When he's like, but everything has been chosen for me except my wife. I actually got to choose
I thought that was like, cute. Okay. But so it's like you feel like he actually has emotions?
Yeah.
Like, for himself, like, for his wife? Because remember she was like, fangirling over him, like, oh, look at me talking about him. Like,
yeah, there's like some kind of, there's human in the homunculi.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. Or is there? Or is it all a facade?
We don't know. That's why you're trust issues.
Well, because it feels Wrath has issues with Pride, so I feel there could be a standoff with them, and Wrath could maybe side more with the humans, but not necessarily. Like, Envy is like, I despise humans. Wrath is a little bit more in between because he is human, sort of.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then we learn back to our group with Zampano. They were there to capture Envy. And then they're like, it's alchemy landmines. Did you guys see through that and be like, no, it's totally May on the side.
That's my girl. I love May.
I didn't think about that at all, but I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, yeah, Dame May is over there. And like, oh, they don't even know.
I love all the little female characters from her to Armstrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strong characters. But then the also epic moment, what about when Scar landed on Envy and was like, poof, electrocute, destroy, and then the tongue grab after? Ollie's shaking his head if you're listening.
I'm just saying, because, like, it's so funny how, like, things worked out. Because, like, I feel like we, like, I don't know, I always saw, like, Scar is like a really good character. Like, I don't know how he's like just been working with everyone and he's just really shown to be like a hero. Like, he's kind of like this villain turned hero. I don't know if you want to call him a villain, but like, I don't know. I really like Scar. I've always really liked Scar.
He was misguided. yeah. to yeah. start with.
By him, by his own self, also, in a sense, though, I feel like. Yeah. It's like, we're trying to tell you why we do what we do, and you're, like, in your own little world just killing everybody. Uh-huh. We don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just really like the dynamic with him and May as well.
I like yes. I like them. I think that's why he's growing on me, because yeah. without May, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you're a lost soul right now.
Mm-hmm. I think yeah. May... In addition to him meeting Winry, has helped guide him onto a yeah. path.
Yeah, he's guilt trip. He got a little guilt trip. That's yeah. probably why.
Because he was blind revenge and was and had the like, wait, maybe this is not mm-hmm. the best plan.
And so I just really have really been enjoying like his kind of yeah. redemption arc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
throughout this,
it's an interesting character. It's not just mm-hmm. one note yeah. boring. You're like, oh, you have levels.
Absolutely.
Scar. But speaking of Scar, you know how yeah. like when he had ruined Marco's face.
Yes.
But they still know it's Marco. So I'm like, was all that
well,
in vain?
Like, I'm like,
you just did this to my face good and people point. Still know it's me.
Like, it's a Superman thing. Glasses, no glasses. It's enough of a difference that people don't right away.
Right, right. Like, is that Marco?
But Marco was kind of okay with it because he's like, this is how I feel on the inside.
Oh my Weakling. Gosh. How poetic.
Yeah. So Dr. Marco is like, so the tongue thing. Also, there's a crazy fun live action movie called The Chinese Ghost Story that has a monster thing that has a giant tongue that wraps around somebody. So I was like, hey, it's just like that thing. It's from the '80s. It's really good.
Gotcha.
So I love that Dr. Marco's like, yeah, well, I know how to make them, and guess what? I know how to destroy it too. I was like, oh, I did not see that coming. And then a transportation yeah. circle in his hand.
Mm. Yep.
That was super rewarding. And then they're like, Poor Envy is just falling apart. All the different faces, so disgusting.
I hate his form. I hate his
mm-hmm.
form.
And they kind of ask him, like, well, why, Marco, did you do this? And he wanted to think and decide for himself, like Winry's parents. Because mm-hmm. every yeah. time people have made him do it, so I'm glad yeah. he did that.
It was kind of cool choice. To see him kind of grow balls, in a sense. Because yeah. yeah. I always considered him as a weak
character. Balls are grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah. he took down Envy, and then we yes. saw Envy's true form.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cute.
Me too.
I like how he's calling other people a little worm, and it's like, but you're the worm.
Yeah. Yes. It makes so much more sense yeah. now.
Yeah.
He's been a parasite this mm-hmm. whole time. When we
saw
the worm, my hands went up. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
To go from this to this yes, to this.
All
to this.
The different forms, and yeah. that totally makes sense. It's this tiny little worm, mm-hmm. and it's like, don't look at me. And you guys, I don't want you humans looking down on me. And I'm like,
we don't
want
to look at you.
Because you're a little worm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did feel bad for him when they were all like, when he's in the little jar. They're shaking the jar.
I love it. Poking him. I like that's what he gets. Step away from the microphone. I'm going to like squeeze so loud on it. I was loving that so yeah. much. Yoki gets the parasite on his neck, and they're like, we don't care.
That cracked me. He's like, what's wrong? Like, nobody likes this guy. What's going on?
And he's like, okay, fine. I'll let go. Envy mentions that Ed has gone missing because he's yeah. still a little mofo of messing mm-hmm. with people, mm-hmm. even though he's little. Yeah.
He still does, too. I'm going to stop watching ahead because that's what did it.
Oh, no.
That's probably what confused me.
Foreshadowing.
Scar says he needs Marco and he's going to go on his own path to help change the country and probably their views of Ishvalan, which is really good that he's going to go on that. So everybody's kind of accomplished their goal. They're all going on their own way. May gets Envy to take home because yeah. they're like,
yes.
you take it because you need to... don't be involved, essentially, in another country's affairs and forget your own country's affairs, which is like...
But you guys think poetic. Of that, though. I guess maybe it's, like, selfish, but I was like, Scar, why are you telling her to go home? Like, Al was so close to trying
to... She accomplished her job, though.
But he was so close to being like, all right, so Al Kestri, like,
but
how
that's
do
not
we...
her job. That was her mission was to find out about immortality. She got it.
Yeah.
And...
But we're gonna miss her!
Right! Yeah.
I don't think she's gone for
okay,
good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But when okay. Scar hands her the jar and Envy, like, hits the side, Envy looks up at Scar, and I'm like, it's so cute and so ugly.
Yeah, cute and ugly yeah. at the same time.
Leave a like comment pugs. Down below. Ooh. It's a true Envy form, kind of cute. It kind
like 2%.
Real quick, Soon yes. Joon Kim also says, keep in mind that Envy is considered the embodiment of father's envy and jealousy. Mm. And Derek Hogan also says Envy's true form in the jar is similar to the father's true form in the flask.
Is there a why for that, though? Yes. Why? Is it just because, you know?
Not yet.
Because even with the dwarf in the flask, how did he end up in the flask?
We didn't get the how exactly it was made. Right. It was just the master.
I just have questions. I'm like, how?
Well, we might get that later.
Yeah.
Al is like, well, I want to go to Lior. So he's going on his own mission, which we learn later he gets there. So the Fuhrer, Oh, the creepy moment. The Fuhrer has his men looking in on Izumi.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, crap. Then we get the Chimera going after Greed, which I was like, look at that guy.
Yeah, forgot all about him.
Forgot about him.
Yeah.
The two Armstrongs together.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see them just, like, fight together. Like, just take out a whole bunch
They're
of,
They're just, like bickering. Like,
They need to not fight each other.
Yeah.
Fight a bunch of people, okay? Just, like, I need that fight scene. Yes.
So we get two crazy reveals at the very end. Yes. One, they're like, okay, well, they take Armstrong downstairs, and which I didn't catch that gentleman's name. It was like, if you know his name, please comment. It was one of those, like, I didn't really recognize him.
Was he important?
Him.
I don't, he might not.
Well,
he
took her downstairs, but I didn't know. She didn't say his name, and I didn't feel he was introduced.
Yeah, I don't have it.
But anyway, he's like, do you know the three grand restrictions? And essentially, don't go against the military, don't make gold, and don't make people. All right, that's super simplifying it. But the idea is, well, one, don't go against the military because, duh, then you would have chaos. So, right. Like, okay, fine. Don't make gold because financial chaos.
All right,
okay, cool. Fine. Well, don't make people. And she's like, well, ethics? Well, isn't that a thing?
Right.
And then he says, well, ethics change over time and with people, which is kind of true.
That is
there
true.
Are things we accept now, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, they don't. So
true.
Okay. No, we don't make people because you can make a military force.
Oh.
What? And all the hanging bodies?
Yeah.
That was like the first time you saw her face crack.
Yeah. She
was
so shocked. That's so true.
So
yeah.
I was like, I felt
Which
her
made
face.
Me like crack. And I was like, what's going on? Why are you freaking out?
And then the other crazy one is Al is with Rose and Lior. And so Winry and Al spot Hohenheim and they're like, What?
You.
And cuts.
Yeah.
You're like, no! Oh, so any other moments that stood out to you in these few episodes?
Or? I thought it was a cute moment when it was like Rose and Winry.
Yes.
And Al.
I miss Ed.
Yeah. And even I was like, what do you mean you miss him and Winry? I mean, I didn't think she really made a face, but.
No, she smiled.
She smiled, but like smile. Al was like, you know, I just thought that was cute.
Oh, that was super cute.
Yeah.
I was like, so,
Winry.
Hey, you got something to say? And she's like, no.
You mad?
She's just like Ed. She's like, no. I don't have anything to say.
Yeah,
any other thoughts?
Well, that was a post-credit scene, right?
So yes.
Now we have to make sure that we have to watch.
Yes.
Because there's been better. A lot
there's
more.
There's been more.
Yeah.
So I don't know about your guys' Netflix. Leave comments down below. On mine, when I was watching, and I would assume they're the same, if you let it play, it will not cut to the next episode for you.
Yep.
If there is a post-credit scene.
Right.
It will just play the whole credits, so you gotta just fast forward. But if there's nothing, it'll do the autoplay.
Right.
So watch out for that. Don't be like, oh, it's ready, go. You know, because there's been some good post-credit scenes. They're short, but they're important.
Right.
All right. That wraps up our episode covering part 4, 1 through 4
Yay!
A Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yep.
Where can they find you all later? Keep talking about this awesome show.
Yes, guys, you can find me on all social media platforms. Talk with me at Ollie Dreamer.
Hey, guys, it's Jamie Gray. You can find me on Instagram at It's Jamie Gray or IG Jamie Gray, JAIMI.
And my name's Carrie Lane. You guys can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for joining us in the chat. And thank you ahead of time for leaving comments down below. And we'll see you all next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.